You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I hope your morning is off to a fantastic start. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose on the Bob Rose Show and 97.3 The Sky coming up on 8:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Boy, so many things going on in the world. Of course, you know, we're getting ready to celebrate our Independence Day tomorrow. That's exciting. But yeah, waiting for whatever's going to be going on in the House. That big, beautiful bill that the president wants that the lefties in the Senate renamed just because they don't like him. I mean, come on. How petty can we get? Hey, mentioned one of the folks that I was looking forward to having in the studio this morning, and he is here right now. I've for years just called him the commish.
In the house.
He's in the house.
Yeah, people, you know, Greg, it's so funny because people wonder, hey, where did you get that nickname? You know, we did a little series on inviting tourists and some things in, and people would, you know, use the commish and thing like that. And it's just so funny. I said, hey, listen, if you don't like it, it's Greg's fault.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks, Carl.
I like it. I think it's fun. Oh, yeah. I like the short abbreviation, right?
Yeah.
Commissioner sounds a little long.
It's the commish.
A little formal.
You know,
it's kind of more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, like me.
And you're a fun guy. You know. So, obviously, you know, tomorrow, 4th of July, of course, this whole weekend, celebrations going on. I know Gainesville tends to do theirs on the 3rd.
Yep.
Which is probably a good idea because a lot of folks don't like to compete with Alachua because they do an amazing job.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's that. But you guys, now, your celebration was what it was, and then it changed, and now it's going back to what it was.
Right.
We're talking about fireworks. Going a little more traditional, kind of getting back to that, getting away from the drone thing.
Yeah, we tried the high-tech drone thing, and then the city council, you know, they're the ones that are really our lead on that.
Sure.
I spent some time with the mayor yesterday. We're excited for tomorrow. God willing, the rain and the storm thing holds off, right?
Yep.
But we're going to blow up things like real Americans.
I like that.
And
I like
have
that.
Some fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the drone accident happened, you know, in Orlando about a year or so after ours went well.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a couple little issues. You know, first of all, people thought it was a little short.
Okay. All right.
And parking was a little tough, right, as we did that first event and some other things like that. And so they came back after the drone issue. They went ahead and decided, hey, let's just, you know, light up some fireworks like we normally do. And so we're going back to that. The city did a great job. Me and the mayor shot a little reel, so you can check that out on Facebook, too. There's 5 or 6 different parking areas that'll be available starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow. We got a kids zone, country music, really some cool little artists, food trucks. So if you're expecting the same thing as last year, it's going to be at least twice as good, if not even better. And really, they've got that thing streamlined because that was the first time we've done the fireworks or drone show in a long time.
Right.
You know, it used to be done God and Country Days by some private folks and some other things. And for a few years, we didn't have a really, truly solid 4th of July place to go in, mm-hmm. in like Ocala downtown or in Silver right. Springs or even at Silver Springs, like we had done years in the past.
Right.
So now we're bringing it back downtown.
Nice.
Tuscarawilla Park starting tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Start parking your vehicles. Come on. Bring your chairs. Blanket,
water,
have a great time with
hydrate,
the family, all the things.
So we may get hydrated.
Hydrated however you want to hydrate, you know
well,
what I mean?
The good Lord may provide some hydration, so we'll see. It sounds a lot of fun,
It's going to be a great day and really excited, you know, and it's focused on family fun. So bring the family, have a great day. If it rains a little bit, be prepared for that.
Sure.
Bring some umbrellas and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then 9:30, you know, as soon as it gets dark enough, right, we're going to light it off. And it's going to be a great night.
Well, it sounds like a good time, though.
Oh, yeah. It's great. You know, what do you expect? What can get any better? Lunchtime, you know, me and the family, we're going to get gather around, have some barbecue, hot dogs and hamburgers and things like that, hang out with some friends, and then go hit the show down there. A bunch of our Patriot friends are also getting together. We're going to stop by in the afternoon out Cody's out on Highway 200. They're having an event from right around the afternoon, right around 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
So you want to hang out there. We just got a lot of cool stuff going on in Marion County. So whether you're west side or east side or downtown, there's a great place to have some fun tomorrow and celebrate this great country we live in.
Well, I like that. You know, maybe one area is more convenient for you.
Absolutely.
Or you just like what they do at one of the spots.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of cool. Carl Zalek, the commish, as I call him, from Marion County in studio today. As we are getting ready to celebrate our nation's independence, I know that there's the big talk, obviously, and we've been talking about with our headlines, is you know the big, beautiful bill or whatever they're calling it now. It's like 'tis the season. I mean, it's budgets, budgets, budgets.
It is.
Florida, you know, they were, what, a month and a half or something behind on getting theirs done in Tallahassee.
Literally signed it the day before the Constitution mandates.
I mean, come on.
I mean, wow, that's cutting it close, right?
And that frustrated a lot of people. And then the governor's looking at it going, you took all the extra time and that's all you did? I mean, it's kind of like, really?
And he went ahead through the veto pen and cut $500 million out on top of that. You know,
Alachua County losing some bucks that they were wanting. We don't always get everything we want.
No one does.
And that's kind of the case, you know, locally. Now, as far as Marion County is concerned, obviously you've always got your goals, what you want. And Bob and I have talked about this for years. One of the things that we respect so much about what you guys do in Marion County when it comes to budgets, you say, okay, maybe we're adding a tax for something, or maybe this is going to, this fee or this kind of thing. Here's what we're going to use it for.
Right.
And the voters say, okay. And then you do it. You get the money. You use it for what you said you're going to use it
for. Hold on. You.
Yeah, I know. Crazy.
Are you kidding me?
That's what you guys do this. Other places don't always work that way.
No, they don't.
And you know that. So what are some, what are some highlights that things that you wanted in the budget for Marion County that are going to happen?
Yes, sir.
And that will be a benefit for folks in Marion County or, again, those around or coming to Marion County maybe as they come through and spend time there.
So really, you know, the biggest thing on our plate is road infrastructure. So where we can partner with, you know, the state of Florida, DOT.
Let me interrupt you now.
Yes, sir.
Roads?
Yeah,
can you talk to Alachua County about roads and maybe gains? Okay, anyway, carry on.
We've got our own little, you know, we got our own handful of problem spots, too.
Sure.
You know, and so, you know, today we're working with FDOT as they expand I-75, mm-hmm. go to that 6-lane. We're trying to bring a partnership dollar. I don't know if it's going to work. We're still in the planning stages of this. But they're going to expand the highway, right?
Right.
It makes sense to me logically that as they're doing that, we know that we have 484 as a big problem spot. You have 13 miles on either side of that roadway where you can't cross I-75 in Marion County, right? So you have this big, large land mass in between both of these exits, between Highway 200 and then going down to Wildwood, where the next exit is. So you have a lot of folks from this area trying to cross this antiquated, at this point, bridge.
Right.
And so we wanted to widen it. Well, we went in the problem. We went into the widening project. They're actually widening it a little bit, DOT, to try to basically, if y'all have ever drawn, when you go under an interstate, you'll see that they had the big angled walls previously in a lot of cases, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, you get homeless people sometimes sleeping up there and this and that. But you see those big angles.
I-75 Newberry Road. Thank you very much.
What they can do is they can actually pull that back, reset the wall underneath the highway, and they can add a lane, a turning lane on each side.
So, in
the given space they have, they can expand that roadway. By doing that,
because the space is there already.
Because the space is there. You just need to re-engineer how the wall is tied. So it's got to be load-bearing for that slope.
Sure.
And it has to be able to be tied back in. And so they put rebar basically at an angle underneath and cement to tie the wall kind of like a hip joint.
Yeah.
Right? And so that you have leverage on the wall. That doesn't fall down, obviously. Right? So we're doing that project. Well, they ran into it. They looked at it. Normally, they can come in, and everyone has seen on the highway where they have these big, you know, excavators, and they would basically take almost like a huge sledgehammer, and they would basically put these huge sheets of metal down into the bedrock, right? Mm-hmm. You see that kind of happening on the side of the road. They tap it down, and then once it hits bedrock, it stops. You know, the big sheets, and it's basically a retaining wall. It's what holds that structure together. Well, they went to go do that on 484. That's how they designed the bridge.
Right.
They went 1 foot and 6 inches and hit bedrock. They could not go. The 20-foot wall couldn't go into the dirt like they had engineered. So now we're back. They're halfway in the middle of construction. Now they have to go back, re-engineer, and redo this piece of it and do it through a different design. So we're still figuring it out, but we're at the table. We're working with them. We're partnering, about to get this job done. So hopefully in the next 12 months, we'll have more capacity at 484.
The Commissioner Carl Zalek from Marion County in studio. Going to talk about some of the things that were on their wish list for their big, beautiful budget and that beautiful bridge that's not working out quite like they wanted to. Well, look at all that and a lot more on the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up on 820 on the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose and the commish. Of course, we're talking about Carl Zalek, commissioner from Marion County. Good to have you in studio this morning,
Carl. In the house, baby. Big Bad Greg.
Oh, yeah. We're just kind of rolling through it. Boy, time's just flying with us here this morning. Because there's things I want to talk about that aren't related to your things going on necessarily. But there are some funding highlights that are good for people in Marion County and those that visit Marion County.
Yeah, you know, we got $1 million for the Lowell drinking supply. This is something that I know probably doesn't sound, you know, ultra sexy, but it's about bringing drinking water to this area that got polluted. This is right where our the state's fire training college is. Over years of using spray foam, They realize that, hey, listen, some of this PFAS and, and some of these other things have gotten into some of the groundwater.
Wow.
And so now they have pollution. So for the last few years, they've been delivering water, right? They
got
to take
goodness.
Care of these water issues to people. So they have potable water to drink in the wells around that particular station. So this is a project that we're partnering with the state of Florida.
That's cool.
Give us funding. Yeah. We'll run the utility because we have the utility. They gave us a couple million last year, another million this year. And over the next few years, we'll kind of clip it at $1 million or $2 a year. You know, because it's one of those things like, hey, you would never actually, from a profit standpoint, you would never run pipe this far, this long.
No.
But
no.
Because there was a pollution issue, the state of Florida stepping up and doing the right thing. And we appreciate the governor for that.
That's awesome.
$2 million in 49th Street, specifically enabling this critical resurfacing. Mm-hmm. That's the road that's going to run behind Kohl's and the Epic Theater, Heathbrook, all the way down. It kind of, it'll eventually create a service road all the way alongside of I-75.
Nice.
And then $237,000 for the Mar Barker House. That's our cultural heritage deal. And that's been a really cool asset for Marion County, a one-of-a-kind.
Bob loves that whole story and everything that goes along with that.
It's incredible because we've got these awesome FBI retired agents from the villages that come up and do the tours.
Wow.
These guys are literal.
That's cool.
You know, amazing dudes. And so it's a lot of fun.
I know that you know, here we are just hitting July, but schools start sooner than they used to.
Oh, yeah.
And so the whole school supplies, we'll start hearing those words, you know, things are going to be on sale at the stores. But you guys always have things going on with Marion County trying to help out there, too.
Yeah, so we have 1,600 homeless children in Marion County for the school system, right? And so what this Bus Brigade does is get supplies and backpacks and supplies for the entire year.
Yeah.
So last year, we did 20,000 items from Marion County to this. So we supplied about half of everything the Bus Brigade campaign put together. And so we're doing it again. You can participate. If you go to our website, we've got the Bus Brigade link where you can get all the supply lists of you know, the pencils, the pens, and all the things, file paper, notebooks, index cards, you know, all the awesome things. So our goal this year by the chairwoman, Kathy Bryant, is to get 30,000 items into the hands of these folks so they can make sure that on the first day of school, right, that these kids have respect. I know every one of us knows what it's like to go to school without the supplies and the needs and not have the capacity to get it.
Right.
So we're solving that
issue.
That's cool. And it's an awesome way to give back to the community.
Something that's kind of been a thing that we've talked about in the past is the whole PTSD, and you guys do an awareness walk and run.
We do.
So what's the scoop on that this year?
Yeah, so we did that this past Friday.
Okay.
It was great. We had walking room only, if you will, around
that.
The Veterans Park, right?
Yeah.
But here's the point. So many people that suffer from PTSD, so many Americans have this issue, and you need to talk to somebody, whether that's at your local church and through your pastor or your small group, whether that's actually getting help. It doesn't matter how that comes, whether it's from veterans, sheriff's office, firefighters.
You need somebody.
You need somebody, and we have this. Listen, I got it too, right? I grew up in a household where my dad's like, hey, you take care of stuff, you go cry by yourself, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if I started breaking down when I was a kid, he'd be like, hey, you know, go outside and
man up, right?
And so we've been told that our whole lives in many cases. And so when you deal with that kind of trauma and you see these kind of accidents these folks see or these tragic incidents time and time and time again, you are going to develop some issues, right, that you need to talk about. And so we're telling folks, hey, together we fight, together we conquer. You do not have to be ashamed to tell somebody, hey, I am actually struggling.
Mm-hmm.
It is that darkness that I believe the devil uses to isolate people from a community that cares about them. And that is what we have to conquer, because isolation never fixed a thing. Think about it.
Yeah.
Who on earth has ever fixed a thing by being by themselves?
No.
No, it has always been a team of people that care about you, that help you through something that is tragic. And you need to learn, and we all need to learn, to take that step and be real men and show our kids and show our families how we actually deal with emotions and issues.
That's important.
What a real man is,
I'm glad, in my mind. I'm glad that you guys do that. Hey, you know, little side note here. You've been around politics, what, probably a decade and a half or
so? Yes, sir. Yeah.
But you've obviously been aware. we're kind of in this mode, and I was talking about this earlier, in sometimes we get beat up by our 24-hour news cycle.
Yeah, and just a little bit.
Just a little bit. And that causes, I think, some of the separation. So I was kind of pondering, okay, are the left and the right truly farther apart than ever? Is it just a perception? In a nutshell, how do you kind of see that whole scenario, where we are right now in America?
Well, when you think about polarization, I think it polarizes the further you go north, the closer you get to D.C.
Yeah.
You know, I honestly do. I think if you were to come look at the way our board works together at a local level or a city level, you'd be like, huh, why do we have a problem?
Okay.
You know?
Right.
Then you go to Tallahassee and you're like, okay, I can see a little bit of a problem.
Right. I see where you're going.
Then you go to Washington, D.C. and you're like,
it's all messed up.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
What I see, just Carl's thoughts, and I've asked this question a couple times, so I'll pose it to you, Greg, is do we have a middle anymore? Because what I see in politics is, you know, a few decades ago, Newt Gingrich and these other guys that we, you know, looked up to in from a legislative perspective found a way to work across the middle.
Reagan and Tip O'Neill got along somehow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what people, at least in the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, are saying, hey, compromise is no longer a win.
Is it because they're farther apart?
I don't really know if
the
they're
left
farther
has
apart.
Gone more lefty socialist than in our any time in our lifetime.
Absolutely.
And maybe the right is finally kind of going, hey, we have these conservative traditional American values. So it is hard for there to even be a middle. You may be one side or the other on a certain abortion, legal drugs, whatever. You can pick your one thing, but in general, as far as philosophy and principles, if you're really
far off from an American principle, I mean, are we really all that together far off on how we should handle finances and debt? Look at this big beautiful bill and the debate we're having today.
Yeah.
Listen, what I'm fed up with, just like every other Republican that I know, is that, hey, we sent y'all up there. We gave you full majorities.
Yep.
Get what our agenda done.
We didn't send you there to compromise.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the message. It's loud and clear.
It should
America
be.
First, right? I mean,
right.
If one thing Trump has preached, it is America first.
But look at it. It's open border. It's open border, closed border.
Right.
It's money for people who aren't citizens or not. There are some very strong.
Oh, yeah.
Philosophy
changes
there.
Philosophy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It actually takes what I like about pieces of it. I don't like all of it, but
sure.
What I like about pieces of it is that it solidifies that the next president that comes in can't just take an executive order because now it's actually been voted on by Congress, and that is
right.
Real power.
Yes. Whew. If we could only solve the world's problems in half an hour, Carl.
Hey, I mean, you know, tell them to come on the Bob Rose Show. We can get this worked out.
That's right. we'll get Johnson in here. We'll all talk about it.
I mean, you know, give Bob a half hour and
absolutely.
You know, you and him can solve it all.
Carl Zalek, the commish, as I like to call him, from Marion County.
Yes.
My friend, always a pleasure having you in the studio.
Thanks for having me, Greg, and happy birthday, America. We love you.
Well, you guys got a lot going on over this this holiday weekend, so hope you enjoy it. There you go. Hey, we are coming up on 8:29. It is the Bob Rose Show. I'm Greg Cassidy, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. And if you missed part of my chat here with Carl, hey, the Bob Rose Show podcast. Get it anywhere you get your podcasts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.